Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I hope everybody enjoyed the weekend, especially Martin Luther King Day. You know, everybody went to the parade. I didn't get a chance to go to the parade, but I know, it was raining yesterday. So I know some people didn't go. But the meaning of Martin Luther King is actually living your dreams. You know, having that dream, that special dream. You know, and fulfilling that dream, not looking back, and actually focusing on that dream. So I'm saying, don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody walk over you. Just keep it moving. You know, keep strong and accomplish that dream. Just like Martin Luther King, he was walking like a king. He was talking like a king. We are kings and queens in this earth. But we know we must learn how to respect each other and lifting each other up for that dream. You can't be selfish. You can't be greedy and be like, you know, I have my own dream. I don't need to worry about yours. You know what I'm saying? But what we need to do is motivate each other so we could all live that dream. It's not all about, oh, I'm going to be on top of you. You be on top of me or the competition. No, I know there's competition in this world, but it's not about that. It's about helping each other out so we can all accomplish together as one. See what I'm saying? But it's all about living that dream. It's all about living that life or that dream, you know. And I had that dream for a long time of me doing music. You know what I'm saying? And I had visions, and I still have that vision. I still have that dream, and you know, it's not going to stop. Ain't no human being in this earth will stop me. The only person that could really stop me is God. If he want me to do something else, that's why he'll choose to do something else for me. He'll tell me to do something else. But my destiny is to you know, spread the word out, help other people out, you know what I'm saying? And the rest of my destiny is just history. And it's history in the making. You know, just do, fulfill your dream just to make history. Don't just do it just because, oh, the money, the fame, success. No, just do it because you're willing to make history. You want to make history. You want to leave a mark on the earth. And that's who God respects, people who got strength, who have space, that don't have no fear, you know, that has love, that has a lot of love, and that's willing to succeed in a life, that's not afraid to be successful. Once you're successful, you know what the rest, you know how to handle the rest. So I'm saying, having a family, having a foundation for your family and generations to come, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. I'm going to go to the next track, but today is a happy day. Today is a good day. It's a great day. You know, I am thankful for everything I have. I am thankful for my viewers. I would like to pray before I start anything else. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for the viewers that's listening and you know, that's you know, willing to pay attention and willing to follow you, Lord, not to follow me, to follow you. And Lord, I want you to work with me. Work with me with the presence of your Holy Spirit, and work with me so I could talk to the listeners out there that's willing to follow you, Lord, that wants to repent. Lord, I know I'm not perfect, but help me to be perfect. Lord, I'm a sinner. My listeners are sinners, but knowing that you sacrificed yourself on the cross, Lord, we already know that our sins are already been forgiven. I pray to you, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, amen.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
Because you're love.
Wait. They gonna wanna hit the horn. Some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
We will sing
the one whom we adore. another reason why I sing.
Another reason why I sing.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're
my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
God is so great. God is so great. I mean, he provide everything for me. He provide everything for everybody that's supposed to go ahead and praise him. So I'm saying you must praise the Lord at all times, man. He is awesome. He is awesome. You know, he give us freedom to do whatever we want. He give us choices to do whatever we want. But at the end of the day, he wants you to love him. If you love him, you will follow his commandments. He's not telling you to be, oh, you know, be a born Christian or anything like that. He's just telling you to love him like you love yourself, like you love others. Love other people, respect other people, respect yourself. So I'm saying have strength, you know, be strong. Accomplish what you feel you have to accomplish to provide for your family, for your seed. So I'm saying you have a destiny, fulfill your destiny. Don't look back. Be strong. Dreams do come true. Don't listen to people be like, oh, dreams is just something, you know, you just have in your thought. It's just a dream. You know, face reality. Dream is reality. I don't know why people be saying that, because dreams are reality. We are living a dream. This is a dream. Everything in this earth is a dream. You must accomplish. You can conquer anything you want to conquer in this earth. Don't listen to other human beings that's talking negative. You know what I'm saying? People that talk negative, I just laugh. Because I notice I'll be talking negative myself, but at the same time, I know when to control myself, and I have to control myself. You know what I'm saying? And the enemy has his ways to you know, go into people's minds and control them and make them say what they say that they don't really meant, you know. And especially when they talk about themselves and they put themselves down, and they already have other people that's already talking, you know, trash about them. You know, why would you put yourself down if you already have people that's talking trash about you? I mean, that don't make no sense. God didn't put you in this earth to talk trash about yourself. God loves you so much that he wants you to accomplish everything. He wants you to enjoy life the right way. The right way, you know, to be joyful, to be grateful for everything you have, to be grateful for everything you have. Your arms, your legs, your head, your arms, I said that already, your house, your clothes, your food, your family, your friends, your foes. You must be thankful for everything you have, everything in your life, because life is rough, but you just trying to keep a smile on your face, you know, just keep a smile on your face as much as you can. Even though you see a lot of problems that's going on around you, you know, and you're suffering a lot of pain, but what you need to do is pray in your heart. Everywhere you go, pray and say he can get behind me, because God already got a control of my life. Look forward. Keep a smile on your face. Because you are going to accomplish everything. You have the power to do that. We have the power to do that. It's just the faith in us. We have the faith a power. It's right in us. So I'm saying, we could accomplish anything we want. Anything. God is an awesome God.
I'm just spent to respect, respect in every aspect. I'm special kiss in the morning. God bless anything tested. Lord, of Jesus Christ, and the every time. No, all the must have been all the crew. Remember, so the end them know for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the ever Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But, yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here. Go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yes.
Get up. Get up.
Your mama sent me speak. myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
God is so great. God is so great. I would like to give a shout out to my family out here. You know what I mean? Everybody's been so good to me, you know, including God, of course. You know, shout out to my big sister. She's doing her thing. Her book is coming. Her book is already out. It's called Men Are Not the Problem. Check it out, menarenottheproblem.com. That's menarenottheproblem.com. You should check it out. It's a good book. Shout out to my family. They're doing their thing. You know, my friends, my producers, my partner from Atlanta, Lucian Wall. You know, he's doing his thing up there. You know, we are doing our thing. We are fulfilling our dreams like the way we're supposed to, because we're not looking back. You know, we are men of God, and that's what God would love for us to do, is have faith in him and accomplish what we have to accomplish, not to be lazy and sit down and just wait for him to do what he wants for us to do, but we have to make that move. You know what I mean? Just make that work happen to make that faith to grow inside of us, because we have that power inside of us to conquer everything. You understand? So it's a wonderful thing that, you know, when we have a dream, we could just go ahead and be joyful with our life, because life is so great. You know, you got to see how great life is. It's so wonderful. You know what I mean? I'm happy right now. I'm so happy right now, because, I mean, everything is going the way it's supposed to. You got to see it. You got to see it for yourself. You got to sit down and see it, you know, and feel it, because it's happening. You know, you probably don't know that it's happening, but God is working while you're just moving around or sitting down or whatever you're doing. God is working with you. You just got to work with him. You got to listen to his voice when he's talking to you. Have that faith. Be strong. Because the fire of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, he already, you know, forgiven our sins. So all we have to do is just keep going. I know we're going to slip, but we got to pick up ourselves and keep walking. We're going to slip again, but pick up ourselves and keep walking. We might fall, but we got to, you know, pick up ourselves again and keep walking. We might fall a couple of times, but we got to keep on. You know what I mean? Got to get up and keep walking. It's just like a newborn baby, you know. Newborn baby is just, you know, he or she just trying to start walking, just start grabbing on things and start walking and, you know, and they fall again and they get up again and start walking and they fall again, but they learning. That's where we at right now. We in the process. We're still children in God's eyes, because basically we do a lot of mistakes. But we learn from our mistakes, so we won't go back to doing the same mistakes. If we go back to doing the same mistakes, guess what? We get back up again, and then we keep on going. We keep on going. We don't look back. We keep on going. We keep on going. We keep on going. Don't look back. We keep on going. We keep on going. Because there's a lot of mistakes that might happen, and maybe you'll be fighting with yourself or the devil just playing with your mind, but guess what? You rebuke that and just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Oh, man, there's so much God gave us. We inherit a lot from God. He gave us the Bible for a reason. He gave us the book for a reason, so we could accomplish everything, so we could understand life, so we could understand ourselves. Because how are you going to understand your own self without the word of the Lord? You have to understand yourself. You have to understand the Lord. Understand the Lord so you can understand yourself. It's all together. It's all in one. Because he's our creator. He created us. So then he created us, and we have so much power inside of us that's ready to unleash. We have something inside of us that's ready to unleash. So we can't stop. We can't stop from what we're doing. So I'm saying, so we just got to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop what we're doing. So I'm saying, just rebuke that. Rebuke what people just saying about you. Rebuke what people saying or what you're doing. Just continue what you got to do with your life. Life is good. Keep a smile in your face, because just keep a smile in your face, okay? Feel the fire of the Lord, you know, the blood of Jesus. You can accomplish anything that you touch. Anything you touch turns to gold. Just have faith in the Lord. Even though you sin a lot, but guess what? Your sin's already been forgiven. Just keep going, keep going, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. And then once you get up and once you get in that level, then boom, after a year later, ooh, you're unstoppable. unstoppable. But at the same time, make sure that you know there's one God, and that's the God up above, the creator of all things in the universe, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the creator of all things. Remember that. He created us. He created us to be invincible. Everything is possible. Anything is possible in his name. Anything is possible. Remember that anything is possible. Don't listen to anybody else say, oh, that's not, no, that's not possible. That's not possible. Not anything is possible. Yeah, everything is possible. When you say in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus, everything is possible in his name. In his name, everything is possible. You can conquer everything. Everything is possible. Everything. You know, dreams will come true once you keep that faith, that fire, that faith inside of you. You got that fire inside of you. It's burning. There's something inside of you wants you to keep going. There's something inside of you don't want you to sleep. There's yourself that's fighting with your spirit. Your soul's fighting with your spirit. Your spirit is telling you to keep going, keep strong, because you have a lot to accomplish. Uh-huh. Dreams do come true. Let's get it.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
Thank you.
to acknowledge how incredible you are. We become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
Back on the radio station tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Maybe next week we're gonna start doing this in the morning time, because afternoon time be crazy for me. But you know, we're gonna see what we're gonna do. But this radio station is gonna come up. We're gonna hit prime time. We're gonna hit the whole world. Matter of fact, we're gonna hit the universe. That's how much faith I got in the Lord. We're gonna hit the whole universe. The whole universe gonna hit us, baby. This is the Watchman Radio. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for everything, for the listeners, for listening to the words of you, Lord, and everything you provide for us, everything you've done for us, everything you did for us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day and the week that's coming up. Protect us, guide us, Give us the guidance. Give us the knowledge and the wisdom. Let us know what we have to do before we do it, Lord. This is your choice, your decision. And let us know what we should do before we make the choice and the decision, Lord. You are our Father. You are our Shepherd, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we're going to continue this radio station. And God bless.
Comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life,
the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by
that someone somehow will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family, and it's true, you know, love is all we need.
We are the one. We are the one. We are the one.
We're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me.
Well, send them your heart, oh, so they know that someone cares.
So their cries for help will not be in vain.
We can't let them suffer.
Right now, they need a helping hand.
Hey. No, someone lies. We are the children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Come on now, let me hear you.
We are.
Indonesia, and now Haiti needs us. They need us. They need us.
Song dedicated to Haiti, baby. Woo.